A woman is being treated at a hospital in Fairbanks after being mauled by a grizzly bear early this morning in Gates of the Arctic National Park. The attack happened in an isolated area about 30 miles west of Anaktuvik Pass. John Quinley is a spokesman for the National Park Service in Anchorage. He says a group of seven people were camped at the site.
The bear had first broken into their food tent and torn up some water bottles, but had not gotten any food, and then moved over to her tent where she was mauled. She has significant injuries, but they are not life-threatening.
The National Park Service isn't releasing the woman's name and doesn't yet know where she's from. She was flown by Coyote Air to Coldfoot this morning and then transferred to Fairbanks this afternoon. The Park Service hasn't had a chance to talk with the victim or any members of her group. Quinley says the area where they were camped is very remote and receives very little use each year.
The bear was apparently believed to be an adolescent grizzly bear, and it... After the attack, other people in the group came and chased the bear off with a mix of bear spray and making noise, and the bear did not return after that.
Quinley says attacks in Gates of the Arctic are very rare.
About 3 years ago, along the Alatna River, which is to the south of where this took place, there was a black bear that was very aggressive to people who were floating and camping along the river. He did not make contact with anyone, but came at groups repeatedly. And then back in 1996, there was a fatality. A bear caused fatality in Gates of the Arctic. But bear incidents are very rare in the park.
As a precaution, the National Park Service has temporarily closed the area to overnight camping. A map of the closed section is posted on the park's website.